This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for May 6th from Donald Gintzig, President and Chief Executive Officer at WakeMed Health and Hospitals.
Good morning, WakeMed. Happy Nurses Week. WakeMed has the best nurses ever on the history of the planet and maybe in the entire universe. We haven't checked everywhere yet. Happy Hospital Month. I get to talk to you today about a lot of efforts that your WakeMed is doing around reconnecting with our patients. We've done just an amazing job as an organization and community in responding to this pandemic that's come to our community, country, and world. And now we are very actively, as we have done a very effective job of flattening the number of patients that need that care, really working on how we reconnect and reengage with the 97% of the other patients that need our care as well. And so there are just a lot of efforts at WakeMed around how do we reconnect and how do we do it in a manner that patients view as safe, but also protect our staff as well as we reengage and deliver care to them. So there's everything. There's task forces working on a variety of efforts around touchless engagement, right? Really called Can't Touch This. And it's around giving confidence in patients and creating standard work across the organization for a touchless environment for our staff and our patients. Again, e-practices, right? So you can order and check in online. And we have something called Hello Patient, where it's on folks' phone and we know when they arrive, they're able to go straight back to the room, able to bypass waiting rooms. We have efforts around self-rooming. We have, of course, a whole variety of telehealth, teleconnections, abilities to operate in a new way around how we deliver care to folks. And obviously, we've started doing more surgical procedures as, again, a lot of folks have delayed surgery during the initial onset of the pandemic. And so we've reopened that capability up and started to get things a little faster going there. We do have enough personal protective equipment. We monitor that regularly, but how we reengage those patients and make them feel safe, of course, make the staff feel safe as well. We have opened a skilled nursing facility within WakeMed when we had difficulty in placing patients. And our team did that in like 4 days and was absolutely fantastic. We will be reengaging some students going forward. Of course, working with community relationships, all doing this, trying to make sure we protect our patients, of course, our staff, but also thinking in new ways, right? What does the new Wake County, North Carolina, United States look like in how it operates and delivers care? The governor just announced that we'll be kind of reopening North Carolina through phase one, and your WakeMed is actively innovating and responding to how we reconnect to our patients, because as I've mentioned before, one of my biggest worries is that people have delayed care and we're going to have a second and third wave that isn't going to be COVID, but it's going to be people whose diabetes are out of control or whose heart disease and other conditions are worse off because they were too scared or unsure of how to get care during the pandemic. So be our advocates. Thanks for the entire team that are working on things, and stay tuned. I think you're going to be excited about what's coming up. God bless y'all, and have a great day, and God bless our nurses.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for May 6th from WakeMed Health and Hospitals. Thanks for listening.